弟兄姊妹们一同聚集在这里来思想主的话。
I really thank the Lord that tonight all the brothers and sisters could gather together to meditate on God's word.
当黄弟兄打电话给我的时候，他说这一段时间是我们盼望能够对这个信徒有一点造就。
When Brother Huang called me, he said that during this period of time, hopefully it will be beneficial to build up all the brothers and sisters.
什么可以造就信徒？
Then what can really edify all the faithful?
唯有神的话能够达到这样子的目的。
Only God's word can fulfill this purpose.
所以我们今天晚上一同来思想神的话。
So tonight we will consider God's word together.
我这个相信中国人有一句话。
I believe we Chinese have a saying.
说是温故而知新。
That is review the old and you come to know new.
一般人都喜欢好高骛远，喜欢那种深奥的这个信息。
Now, most people like to listen to deep, profound messages, and they're aiming for something high and lofty.
深奥的信息可以启发我们的思想，但是对我们实际的生活往往没有太多的帮助。
Profound message could enlighten our thoughts, but usually it's useless to our daily living.
当神呼召我出来侍奉的时候，
When God called me into full-time ministry,
那我心里面就有一个负担。
And I have this burden in my heart.
我没有一个雄心大志要做神学家。
I never had that grand ambition to be a theologian.
但是我盼望我能够在这个神的国度里头做一个施行的人。
But I do hope I am the one who does God, who is a doer in the kingdom of God.
不相信今天教会里头需要更多那个切实的遵行神话语的人。
I believe today in God's kingdom, we should have more people who really accurately, closely follow God's word.
唯有一个忠心来持守主话语的人，能够忠心的来跟随主，来建立他的教会，来发展他的国度。
Only he who holds fast to his word can faithfully follow the Lord and build up his church and bring in the kingdom.
我在今天晚上跟弟兄姊妹们交通七点。
So this evening I would like to share with you on 7 points.
那么传道人都喜欢这个数目七。
See, most preachers like the number 7.
有很多我们该学习的，但是我就选择七样。
Although there are so many more things that we need to learn, but I have picked 7 points here.
那么第一点弟兄姊妹，我觉得一个信徒，我不喜欢称信主的人做基督徒。
And as to the first point, I do not like to call those who believe in the Lord as Christians. I like to call them believers.
因为一个真正的跟随主的人是一个始终信靠主的人。
He who truly follows after the Lord is the one who always believes in the Lord.
所以今天晚上我要跟弟兄姊妹交通第一点，就是我们要有真实的信心。
So the very first point that I like to share with you this evening is we need to have this true faith.
请我们翻到这个很熟悉的经文，以弗所书第二章第八节。
Philippians 2:8, a very familiar verse.
Ephesians 2:8.
2:8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的。
Ephesians 2:8 For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
那么中文讲到这并不是出于自己，这个这是讲到救恩。
In that not of yourselves,That means the salvation.
这个救恩不是因为 你在努力。
In reference to this salvation, it's not because you have been putting in much effort.
我们知道神学家们在这一点上有很多的争执。
We know the theologians have much discussion on this very point.
有的说到底一个人得救是谁的这个功劳，是神的功劳呢，还是人的功劳？
They say when a person is saved, is it God's credit or is it man's credit?
我始终觉得一个人的得救是完全是神的作为。
I always feel that for a person to be saved is totally the work of God.
但是神选择让人来跟他同工。
But God chooses man to work with him.
这并不否认神的主权。
That does not deny God's sovereignty.
这同时也不能够让人避免他的责任。
At the same time, man cannot escape his own responsibility.
所以对我来讲，这是一个也许是一个折中的看法，但是我觉得是很合理的一种看法。
Maybe this is a point that takes a middle point, but to me, it's a very reasonable thinking.
今天许多把所有的责任通通放在神的身上，那就很自然的就让人在这件事情上不去负责任。
If you place all responsibility on God, then to man, he has no responsibility at all.
神没有把人当作一个木偶来看待。
God has never seen man as puppets.
所以不是说是他一个人在做所有的事。
So it's not that God himself is doing all the work.
他给人这个选择的权。
He gives man this choice.
我们可以选择这个顺从神，我们可以选择不接纳神。
We could choose to obey him, or we could choose not to accept him.
我相信在救恩这件事情上，这个是神的作为。
I believe as to salvation, this is God's work.
也是人的选择。
And also is man's choice.
这个我们可以在圣经里头找到这样子的根据。
And in the Bible, we could find the very evidence of our point.
假如弟兄姊妹有兴趣，你们可以去看约翰福音第六章。
Brothers and sisters, if you are interested in this point, you could refer to John 6.
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，我们首先要在神的面前要有真实的信心。
So brothers and sisters, the first point is that before God, we need to have this true faith.
我们相信我们的救恩是从神来的。
We believe that our salvation is from God.
若是神没有怜悯我们，我们就不能够得救。
If God had no mercy on us, none of us could be saved.
但是神给我们这个选择他、顺从他的这个主权。
But God has given us this autonomy to obey Him or to choose Him.
所以我们有责任要继续的信靠他。
So it is our responsibility to continue to trust in Him.
我们不能够说啊，神，你没有给我信心，因此上我就在这件事上不能够信你。
We cannot say that since God, you have not given me faith, so I cannot trust you on this very point.
因为神给我们这个选择，让我们选择要信靠他。
Because God has given us this choice in which we should trust in Him.
一个有神的人跟一个没有神的人，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，分别就在我们有神可以信靠，他们没有神来信靠。
He who is a believer and he who is not a believer, the very difference is that we have the God in whom we could trust.
那么假如我们有神的人选择不去信靠神，这是个很不聪明的一件事情。
All those who have God and choose not to trust in Him, this is extremely unwise.
所以一个信徒他最主要的就是要在凡事上信靠主。
So for a believer, the most important thing is he has to trust in his Lord in all things.
从救恩开始就是主给我的。
Starting from salvation, that's given to me by God.
我今后一生成圣的这条道路也是完全靠主。
From then on, through my life to be sanctified, it is also to walk in God's way.
我们读另外一书圣经，在提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们劳苦努力，正是为此，这个讲到过敬虔的生活，因我们的指望在乎永生的上帝，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Here it talks about to lead a godly life, verse 10. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
许多信主的人在这件事情上常常会忽略。
Many believers neglect this point in this matter of believing God.
他们以为我们的主只是给我们救恩的主。
They believe that our Lord is simply the Lord, who gives us the salvation.
把我们从这个堕落的情况之下拯救出来。
Who has delivered us from this corrupt state?
可是弟兄姊妹，我们的救主他不只是在我们得救的时候在拯救我们。
But brothers and sisters, our Savior not only saved us when we need to be saved.
这位救主他是我们一生一世的救主。
But he is also the very Savior of all our lifetime.
神的话在这里特别强调，他不只是不信的人的救主，他更是信徒的救主。
God's word here emphasizes not only is he the savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
换句话说，我们这些信主的人不要忘记他今天还在拯救我们。
To put in another word, he is saying that all of us who have believed in the Lord, our God is constantly saving us.
或者说，我们现在还在继续需要他的救恩。
Or to say that we are still constantly needing his salvation.
我们已被得救了，那么我们就可以离开耶稣了。
We thought we have believed in the Lord, we are saved, we could depart from Jesus.
那这个等到我将来有需要的时候，我再到他的面前来。
Until the time I need him, I'll come before him.
今天多少的信主的人，他们不是时时刻刻的在跟随主、信靠主的。
So many believers in Jesus today are not constantly believing in him and following after him.
只有固定的一些时间，主耶稣基督的形象在他的身上。在其余的时间，他自己的形象完全显露。
Only in a short fixed time that Jesus' image is in his heart, as to the rest of the time, he simply reveals his own image.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
这是我觉得今天信主的人一个很大的一个损失。
I believe this is such a great loss for all those believers in the Lord.
就是当我们遭遇的问题的时候，我们没有很快的就想到今天我的主还在拯救我。
When we encounter problems, we don't immediately think of the fact that our Lord today is still saving us.
当我们遭遇到难处的时候，我们有多少是马上到主的面前来求主施恩？
When we encounter problems, how many of us are...right away coming before the Lord to ask for his help.
或者说很自然的，我们先要靠我们自己的能力来解决问题，或者我去请其他的有能力的人来帮我解决问题。
It's so natural for us as far as we try to solve the problems on our own, or I would go to other capable people who might give me a hand.
就是假如我真正相信我的主他是永远我的救主的话，应该当问题发生，任何问题发生的时候，我先到主的面前来。
If I do believe that my Lord is always my Savior, then whenever problems happen, I always come before my Lord to ask for His help.
不单个人如此，教会也是如此。
It's not only personally, but also corporately.
当教会的问题发生的时候，有多少时候我们同心合意的来到主的面前，求主的拯救？
When things have problems happening in the church, how many times do we come together in one heart to ask for God's deliverance in that?
当我们讨论这个解决问题的时候，我们都在发挥 自己的智慧都在讲到自己这个解决的方式。
When we are discussing, trying to solve the problems, we are simply made it manifest all of our wisdom, all our understanding, our ways.
当我们相信自己的时候，很难免我们就不彼此的争执。
When we believe in ourselves, it's unavoidable that we would have contradictions among us.
当我们愿意重新回忆祷告的时候，就不可能有纷争。
But if we could pray in one heart together, that's impossible. There should be any disputes among us.
因此，常弟兄姊妹，教会也好，个人也好，我们要常常记得我们的主，他永远是我的救主。
So, brothers and sisters, let's remember this. Whether it's personally or corporately in a church, let's always remember that He is always our Savior.
他愿意解决。我们一切的问题
He delights in solving all our problems.
在彼得前书里头他很清楚地告诉我们我们可以把一切的重担卸给他
In 1 Peter, it says so clearly that we should cast our care upon him.
弟兄姊妹我们读经但是我们不使用经文里头的教训
Brothers and sisters, although we study the Bible, but we do not actually apply the teachings in it.
所以弟兄姊妹若是我们要过一个合乎神心意的生活我们必须要熟悉主的话语
So brothers and sisters if we do want to live a life pleasing to him we have to be versed in God's word
任何的事情一发生我心里面立刻就有主的话出来
No matter what happens right away in my heart God's word appears
立刻我们就知道从哪一个方向我应该去这个遵循
Immediately we would know in which direction that's the one we should follow
我们再来看第二点
Now let's consider the second point
因为时间的关系这个第二点就是我们必须要敬畏神
Now, because of time restraint, the second point is that we have to fear God.
我觉得在今天教会里的很这个大的一个问题就是很少有敬畏神的这种表现。
There is a great issue in today's church, that is, there is so little manifestation of fearing God.
信主的人不尊重神。
Believers do not respect God.
信主的人不顺服神
Believers do not obey God.
所以今天的教会才会这样子的软弱才会这样子的纷乱
That's why today's church is so weak and so chaotic.
我们不能够否认今天的教会是没有一个强的见证的这个教会
We cannot deny the fact that today's church is not strong on God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹一个人多的教会并不是一个好的见证的教会。
Brothers and sisters, a church with many members does not necessarily mean a good testimony of the Lord.
不信的人不明白真理的人才去看人数。
Unbelievers and those who do not understand truth will look at the number of the church.
一个真正明白这个教会的人他要看信徒的品质。
He who truly understands the church will look upon the very character of the believers.
而在信徒的品质里的一个很重要的就是对神的敬畏。
And among the characters of the believers, one very important is to fear God.
我们看几处圣经。
So let's consider a few passages here.
先看传道书第十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
是传道书最后一章十二章
the last,
第十三节
The last chapter of Ecclesiastes verse 13
这一节是很宝贝的一节圣经
This is such a precious verse here
这些事都已听见了讲到以前所说的这一切的事情这里好像是一个结论一样的总意就是敬畏上帝谨守他的诫命这是人所当尽的本分
Verse 13 Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter after the author has written all the preceding matters and this is the summary Fear God and keep his commandments for this is man's all
传道书的作者所罗门也好，其他人也好，写到最后的时候，他说我前面所讲的这一切的话主要的用意就是什么，就是要敬畏上帝，谨守他的诫命。
The author of Ecclesiastes, whether it's Solomon or any other author, after he has written all the things, what's the main point of his thesis? That is to fear God, to obey, carry out his word.
所谓谨守神的诫命，就是讲到我们对主对神要绝对的顺服。
To keep his commandments means to obey God or man completely.
今天的神的儿女对神没有进走到这一步，就是对神的话绝对的顺服。
Today, God's children haven't come to this point yet. That is to be completely obedient to His word.
所谓绝对的顺服，我们对神的话语没有任何的选择。
Absolute obedience simply means that you have no choice at all as to God's word.
并不是我喜欢我就来遵守。
It's not that if you like it, you come to keep his commandments.
也不是对我方便我就遵守。
Nor is it convenient to you, so you obey.
也是当我觉得可能的时候我就遵守。
Nor is when I feel that it's possible, then I will obey.
绝对的遵守就是无论在何等的情况之下，无论有怎么样子的艰难，我都要去遵守。
Absolute obedience simply means regardless of the difficulties or circumstances, I will obey.
所以敬畏神的第一个原则就是我们对神的话要绝对的顺服。
So the first principle of fearing God is to obey His word completely.
我们再看诗篇111篇。
Psalm 111.
第十节。
Verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments.
遵行神的命令不只是必要的，而且是一个聪明人该做的。
Obeying God's commandment is not only wise, but also is something to be done for those who fear God.
我想我们都喜欢做聪明人。
I suppose we all want to be wise.
假如我们要做真聪明人，我们就要顺服神的话。
If you really want to be a wise, then you just have to obey His word.
那么敬畏神还有第二个原则，就是我们在神的面前这个心一定要正。
The second principle of fearing God is before God your heart has to be right.
为什么
Why?
我们在神的面前要正？
Why is our heart has to be right before God?
因为神他知道我们的心。
Because God knows our heart.
我们的神他看重我们的心地。
And also, our God emphasizes our heart also.
当我们的意念还没有动的时候，神就已经知道了。
Right before we start our thought, God has already known it.
我们在这样子的一位神的面前，假如我们是真聪明，我们就应该要有纯正的心智。
Before God, like this, if we are really wise, we should have a heart that is right.
我们人天生就是弯曲的。
We by nature are crooked.
我昨天晚上我讲到我们人有一个问题，就是 iniquity, 就是罪孽，就是因为我们总是弯曲的。
Last night I talked about one issue about our iniquity that means that we're always crooked.
我们给它一个很漂亮的名词。
And sometimes we give a very pretty term to this.
我们觉得这样子的人很聪明，这样子的人不是那样子的粗莽、粗鲁啊，不能那样子的啊，好像不婉转。
We feel such a person is very smart, not like those who is not like those who are uncivilized and not knowing where to where or when to do what.
可是我们的神他喜欢是就是不是就不是。
But our God likes the one who knows right to be right, wrong to be wrong.
我们在神的面前应该要完全正直。
Therefore, before God, we have to be totally upright.
诗篇139篇这是很我们很熟悉的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 139, a song we're so familiar with.
这一首诗对我有特别的感情。
And I have special feeling about this song.
当我这个信主的那天晚上。
On the very evening that I believed in the Lord.
我在那个查经班的面前，我告诉弟兄姊妹们，我说我信主了。
Before my Bible study group, I just told all the members that I have believed in the Lord.
我从前是这个侮辱啊羞辱那些基督徒的，那么现在。我在他们的面前承认我已经信主了。
I used to insult all the Christians, but before them, I just admitted that I had become a Christian.
那么当在场的那些弟兄姊妹们，基督徒真是可爱。他们一讲，哎，你从前那么凶，怎么今天你也信主了
？And all the Christians asked me, "Oh, you were so feisty before. Now today, you believe in the Lord?"
一个也没有，每一个人都说感谢主，赶快做个见证。
Nowadays, that so they all say, "Oh, praise the Lord! Tell us about your testimony."
我根本不懂什么叫见证。那天晚上我讲了一些话，今天我一个字都不记得。
I knew nothing about testimony. I did say a lot of words, but today I don't remember anything.
我讲完了之后，大家鼓掌，讲好。
And after I finished saying, everybody applauded, and then they said, "Oh, well said."
那就来了一个弟兄，就给了我一本小册子。
And then here came a brother who gave me a little booklet.
这个星期五就你带的查经。
Now you will lead a Bible study this Friday.
我说我查经，我说我圣经都没读过，我怎么查经
？Studying the Bible, lead the Bible. I haven't read the Bible once yet. How could I lead it?
他说你查经的资料都在这个册子里头。
And he told me that all the references needed are including that booklet.
我一看这个册子上的名字。诗篇一百三十九篇。
And as you look at the booklet, it says Psalm 139.
所以这篇诗篇，对我来说是极端的有意义。
So to me, this psalm is so personally meaningful.
这也是大卫很有名的一首诗。
And this is also one of David's famous songs.
那么在第二节到第四节这里，大卫就赞美神，他是无所不在、无所不知的。
From verse 2 to verse 4, David praised God to be omnipresent and omniscient.
他说我坐下我起来你都晓得你从远处知道我的意志我行路我躺卧你都细察你也深知我一切所行的耶和华我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的。
Verse 2, you know my sitting down and my rising up.You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together.
在这么一位全能全知的神的面前，我们最聪明的方法就是有一颗正直的心。
Now, before this omnipotent, omniscient God, the most wise way is to be a person with a right heart.
第三方面就是当我们来敬畏神，这个是在箴言书二十九章。
The third principle of fearing God is in Proverbs 29.
箴言书二十九章二十五、二十六两节。
Chapter 29, verse 25 and 26.
惧怕人的陷入网罗，唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。求王恩的人多，定人事乃在耶和华。
Verse 25, Proverbs 20, chapter 29, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord.
神的话告诉我们，你在生活里头，你不要眼睛总是看人。
God's word teaches us that in your daily living, do not fix your eyes upon man.
你的眼睛要时时刻刻来看神。
But your eyes instead should constantly be focusing on God.
当我们一天到晚看人的时候，我们的这个行动常常会错误的。
Day by day, if you fix your eyes upon man, then your actions will often go amiss.
我们的动机往往会不正的。
And our motives often are not right.
因此上弟兄姊妹神的话告诉我们我们不要去看人我们是看施恩的神
So as God's word admonishes brothers and sisters do not look upon man but look upon the God who gives grace
你怕人你就不怕神
If you fear man then you do not fear God
今天我们怕人的时候多过怕神的时候
Today we fear man more than we fear God
我相信我们每一个人都该在神的面前要好好的求神光照我们到底我是怕神呢还是怕人
So everyone of us needs God's enlightenment to see whether we really fear man or fear God
今天许多在教会里都做错事的都是因为怕人不怕神
Today, so many people do wrong things in the churches all because they fear God instead of, they fear man instead of God.
神的话很清楚地告诉我们，假如我是聪明，我就应该去怕神，不要去怕人。
So God's word teaches us distinctly that if we are wise, we need to fear God instead of man.
第三点，我们要爱弟兄姊妹。
Now, the third point is that we need to love, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们听这个听太多了。
Brothers and sisters, don't we hear this
是不是
all too much?、Yeah?
爱弟兄姊妹。
Love brothers and sisters.
有个传道人。
A preacher.
连续七个礼拜他讲同一个题目。
A preacher once sermonized on the same thing for 7 weeks.
到了第七个礼拜这个同工的熬不住了。
On the 7th week, all the co-workers couldn't stand it anymore.
哎，说这个弟兄啊，你这个已经讲过七次了，你记得不记得
？So they say, brother, you have been speaking about the same thing for 7 times. Do you remember it?
说我当然记得。
And the preacher said, of course I know it.
为什么我要讲
？Why do I have to?
因为你们还没有做到啊。
Because you haven't done it yet.
就是你看到没有？为什么圣经里的总是要我们爱弟兄姊妹
？Brothers and sisters, do you now understand why the Bible always teaches us to love one another?
为什么传道人都喜欢讲爱弟兄姊妹
？Why the preachers love to sermonize on loving one another?
为什么我今天晚上要跟你们讲爱弟兄姊妹
？Why tonight I have to tell you love brothers and sisters?
就是因为我们还做不到啊。
Because we still haven't been able to carry it out.
这是我们听得最多的教训，也是我们最缺乏的一方面。
This is the most heard teaching, yet it is the most lacking of our Christian life.
约翰一书三章十八节。
1 John 3:18.
约翰一书三章十八节。
1 John 3:18.
小子们呐、啊。我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
1 John 3:18, My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
爱弟兄姊妹已经成为教会的一个口号。
Now, loving brothers and sisters seem to become a slogan in church.
到处我们都听到教会你讲爱弟兄姊妹。
Everywhere in the church we hear the same saying, loving one another.
我们总是听到主怎么样爱我们，因此上我们要应该爱弟兄姊妹。
We always hear, as the Lord has loved us, so we shall love the brothers and sisters.
可是在教会里头，在我们生活里头，我们看到了多少爱弟兄姊妹的行为。
But in the church, among our daily living, how much have we seen the very act of loving brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这爱不是一件容易事情。
Brothers and sisters, love is never an easy thing.
当我们爱的时候，就是我们要付代价的时候。
When we love, that's the very time we need to pay a price.
今天基督徒最怕的就是付代价。
Today, the thing that most Christians fear most is to pay a price.
不付代价的口号我们都喜欢唱。
We would like to sing all the slogans of anything without paying a price.
等到要付代价我们就退后了。
But once you have to pay a price, you just draw back.
神在约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人下面马上就说到他是把他的独生爱子赐给了他们。
In John 3:16, when God said God so loved the world, right after that, God said He gave His begotten Son.
当我们讲到我们信主的时候，马上跟着主就要求我们要有行动。
When we say we believe in the Lord, right away the Lord asks for the action.
在圣经里头许许多多这种观念都必须要用行动来证实。
In the Bible, there are so many concepts they need to be approved by actions.
我们的神是不接受这个空洞的口号的。
Our God never accepts empty slogans.
你若是你讲你爱神，你就必须要有爱神的行动。
If you say you love God, then you have to show the very action that you love God.
你说你爱弟兄姊妹，你必须要有爱弟兄姊妹的行动。
If you say you love brothers and sisters,That's the action that shows so.
你若说你要信神，你就要有信神的行为。
If you say you believe in God, show your act of faith.
我们在神的面前不能够只讲口号没有行为的。
Before God, we could never be those saying slogans and no actions.
所以当我强调弟兄姊妹，我们要爱弟兄姊妹的时候，是讲到我们要在生活里有爱弟兄姊妹的行为。
So, brothers and sisters, when I emphasize loving brothers and sisters, I'm saying that in your daily living, you have to show the actions of loving brothers and sisters.
我相信每一个信徒都有责任，要常常反省，在神的面前，看看自己有没有爱弟兄姊妹的行为。
I believe every brother and sisters often has to have this heart to examine yourself to see if, before God, you do show this action of loving brothers and sisters.
下面一点跟这一点表面上似乎是相似。
Now, my following point on the surface seems to be similar to this one.
但是重心却是有差别。
But the focus is shifted.
第四点我要讲的就是说我们要跟肢体有合一的心。
The fourth point is that we have to have this heart to be united with the members of the body of Christ.
以弗所书第四章给我们很好的教训。
Ephesians chapter 4,
第一节，第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians 4:1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace.
你看弟兄姊妹们，我们中文把它翻译成，是极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，这个跟原文的意思有点出入。
The Chinese translation is a little bit different from the Greek original. It says, in doing whatever you have to keep the heart in the unity of the spirit.
假如我们刚才听英文，我们就听出来了。这里其实是在讲，我们要极力的保守圣灵啊，这个。在灵里面的合一。
But if you listen to the English translation, it's endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要极力的跟弟兄姊妹们保持在灵里面的合一。
So brothers and sisters, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit among brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们称弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters, why do we call each other brother and sister?
因为好听，亲密，所以我们这样称呼。
Is it simply because it's joyful, good to your ears?
弟兄姊妹，当我们称弟兄姊妹的时候，我们是在讲你跟我有同一的生命。
When we say brother and sister, we're saying that you and I have the same life.
在灵里面，我们是合一的。
In the spirit, we are one.
所以不是一个简单的称呼。
So this never is a very simple addressing only.
这是已经在灵里面是一个事实。
It is a fact in the spirit.
但是我们今天把这件事情当作是一个目标要来追求。
But today we look at this thing as some aim that we are still pursuing after.
哎，弟兄姊妹，这对神来讲这是个很大的讽刺。
To God, it's such a great irony.
神已经把我们放在一起，给我们同一的生命。我们在灵里面本来就是一。
That God has already given us in the same spirit and in oneness. In the spirit, we are one.
在哥林多前书十二章那个里头告诉我们，这个教会最大的一个奥秘就是一。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that the greatest mystery of the church is.
我们是同一的身体，我们有同一的心灵，我们有同一的行动，一切都是一。
One body, one spirit, one action, all things sum up in oneness.
所以这是个一定的一个事实。
This is a done deal, a fact.
但是我们必须要不断的来提醒我们，我们是一，我们是一，我们是一。
But we need to constantly remind ourselves that we are one, we are one.
娘子们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们应该记得我们是一。
Let's all remember that we are one.
我们不要总是唱,我们应该是一。
Don't we always sing, saying that we have to be one?
对不对?我们本来就是一,为什么还要讲我们是一?
We are already one. Why do we have to say we want to be one?
夫妻彼此相爱，不需要互相的来提醒。你知道不知道？你是我丈夫。
Couples when they love one another, they don't need to be reminded all the time that, oh, do you know that you're my husband?
当我们这样提醒的时候，是什么时候
？The very time when we bring this up as a reminder.
当我们已经不是一的时候，我们就这样子提醒。
It's the time that we are not one, so we need to remind one another.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So beloved,
我们总要记得我们本来就是一。
Let's all remember that we have already been one.
因此上，我们在神的面前，我们有责任、有义务，要努力保持在神里面的一。
Therefore, before God, we have this responsibility, we have this duty to keep this oneness.
所以我相信，一个教会的分立是对神的。一个最痛心的一件事情。
So I believe the division in the church is the most grieving thing to our God.
因此让弟兄姊妹们中间不能够同心的相处，是对神一个最痛心的一件事情。
If brothers and sisters cannot live together, that's the most hurting thing to God.
这下面第五点，弟兄姊妹，是我觉得很重要的一点。
The next point five, I believe, is a very vital one, very important one, brothers and sisters.
在中文里头，我叫它是真诚。我替姊妹来翻译这个字，这个字叫 integrity.
It's called integrity.
这个是我们做基督徒的人。必须要常常提醒的一件事情。
This is the point that we as Christians often have to remind ourselves.
什么叫做真诚
？What is called integrity?
就是讲的一个人心口要如一。
That speaks a person who speaks his mind, his mouth and his heart are one.
我们来看一处圣经，在诗篇第十五篇。
Psalm 15, let's consider this, this passage.
诗篇十五篇第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？就是行为正直，着事公义，心里说实话的人。
Psalm 15, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣经里头有些实在是很奇妙的一种表达。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many amazing expressions in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到最后这一句话？
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed the very last verse here?
心里说实话的人。
The last part of the verse says, speaks the truth in his heart.
我们常常讲到口里说实话，对不对？但是这里说是心里说实话的人。
We often say our mouth speaks the truth, but here the verse says, speaks the truth in his heart.
我就不得不联想到刚才我们不是读了诗篇139篇吗？
Therefore, I have to tie this together with Psalm
139. 那么39篇最后这一节也是异曲同工，有这样子的表达的方式。
Now, Psalm 139 says the same thing through different ways, and it brings out the same point.
Verse 24, 最后一节。
Verse 24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
不是讲到我们外面有什么恶行，乃是讲到我们里面有什么恶行。
It's not talking about outward wickedness, but any wicked way inside our heart.
同样在诗篇十五篇里面讲到，一个要亲近神的人。要跟神同在的人，他必须是一个心里面说诚实话的人。
So likewise in Psalm 15, who wants to draw near to God, wants to abide in God, has to be the one who speaks the truth in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在讲，我们做一个基督徒的人，我们必须要心口如一。
So let me say it again, as a Christian, we simply have to speak the truth in our heart. Our mouth and our heart have to be one.
诗篇十五篇第一第二讲到我们对神的原则要敬忠，要忠于神的原则。
Now the verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 15 tells us that the principle of us toward God is the principle of faithfulness.
我们再看马太福音第23章
Matthew 23,
第三节
verse 3,
马太二十三章第三节，这里告诉我们，就是在当时的文士、法利赛人，他们是什么样子的人。
In this verse, it tells us what kind of people they were about these Pharisees and scribes in those days.
凡他们所吩咐你们的你们都要遵守谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为。下面这句话就说出原因来，因为他们能说不能行。
Verse 3, therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their work, and the reason is this, what they say and do not do.
文士跟法利赛人他们是站在摩西的地位，或者是坐在摩西的位置上。他们所说的话，因为他们是讲到神的律法，所以你们要谨守遵行。他们讲的话没有错的，但是你们不要效法他们的行为。为什么？因为他们是能说不能行。
Pharisees and scribes, as they sit in the seat of Moses, they speak of the law, the God's word. What they say is correct, but you do not imitate their works because they say they do not do.
所以这些人很坦白地讲，神就是说这些人是没有真诚的。
So frankly speaking, Jesus is saying these people have no integrity.
因此上，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一个做神的儿女的人必须要真诚。
So brothers and sisters, children of God have to have this integrity.
我们不要做伪君子。
Don't ever be hypocrite.
不要是外面所行的跟里面所想的不同。
Don't be people whose outward action is different from his inner thinking.
所以让我们不要忘记我们的神是看内心的。
Don't we ever forget that our Lord examines our hearts.
我们还要再看一节很简单的很熟悉的经文，就是罗马书十二章第二节。
We now consider a very familiar verse again. That is Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到刚才英文里头的是读的两次讲到被动的动词的语气？
Brother and sister, have you ever noticed the English verse saying that twice it speaks of the passive verb?
中文讲了不要效法这个世界，事实上是不要被这个世界来拉走。
Now the Chinese Bible says, do not imitate the world. In reality speaks, do not be drawn away by the world.
叫我们心意更新而变化，要是我们被动的让圣灵来变化我们。
But renewing your mind again is in a passive verb tense, you should be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
Be transformed.
Be
fashioned. 都是这个被动的动词形式。
Be transformed or be fashioned, they are all passive of verb.
所以我们不要被世界引诱而离开了神。
Do not be deceived by the world to depart from God.
做一个心口不能一致的人。
So that you become people who do not speak your heart.
我们要允许圣灵来改变我们这个可以说是卑劣不正直的人。
We have to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, to transform this disobedient, rebellious, corrupt people.
把我们从弯曲的 iniquity 这个形态，把它转着变成 straightforward 这种 character 这种的品质。
Turn us from the crooked iniquity into the straightforward character.
所以这个是圣灵在我们身上所做的工作。
And this is the Holy Spirit's work in us.
这样子我们就可以了解神的旨意。
Only in this way we can understand God's will.
所以我们可以了解做一个真诚的人在神的眼中是何等的重要。
Now we can understand how important it is to be men of integrity.
你假如要了解神的旨意，你自己必须要心口如一。
If you want to understand the will of God, you have to be a man whose heart and mouth speak one.
那么第六点，弟兄姊妹，这个也是在今天的这个教会里头跟弟兄姊妹们中间相当缺乏的一点。
And point six is also the very thing that's so lacking among today's churches.
就是谦卑。
That is humility.
这个谦卑是我们主耶稣的一个标志。
This is the trademark of our Lord Jesus.
在马太福音十一章那里，主耶稣基督他强调我是柔和谦卑的。
In Matthew 11, the Lord emphasized that I am lowly and gentle.
哎呀，我常常在这一点上觉得自己很亏欠主。
On this point, I often feel I fall so greatly short of our Lord.
我许多时候既不柔和又不谦卑。
So many times I'm neither gentle nor humble.
但是我看到今天在教会里头许许多多的弟兄姊妹，他们在这一点上不能够符合神的心意。
And also I saw so many brothers and sisters among churches today on this very point cannot measure up God's heart.
谦卑是保证教会里头能够彼弟兄姊妹们之间和平相处的一个极端的重要的一个保证。
Humility guarantees unity among brothers and sisters. This is such an essential guarantee among all the church.
从反面来看，今天教会里的许许多多的争执啊，这个分立也是由于弟兄姊妹中间缺乏谦卑的美德。
To reverse it, today's churches is filled with division and dissension. It's simply because it lacks humility.
谦卑是什么？
Now, what is humility?
腓立比书第二章第三节那里就说明这件事情。
Philippians 2:3 explains this.
腓立比书第二章第三节讲到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚无的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。下面，个人看别人比自己强。
Chapter 2, verse 3, Philippians. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
那第三节讲到这三件事情，第一件事情，我们不可以结党，或者说不可以自私自利。
Verse 3 tells us three things. The first thing is, let nothing be done through selfish ambition. Do not be self-centered, not to be cliquish.
第二点就是我们不可以贪图虚无的荣耀。
Second point is, that nothing be done through empty conceit.
对不对？我们在教会里头，许多人总要做头。
Isn't that so? In the church, it seems that there is always someone who wants to be the head.
我相信子弟所谓贪图虚无的荣耀，就是讲到我们要在弟兄姊妹们当中要做头，要来做一切事情的决定者。
I believe this empty conceit means that among all the activities of the church, somebody always wants to be the leader, to be the very one who calls the shot.
神给我们的劝诫，或者是给我们的教训，就是我们要个人看别人比自己强。
But God's admonition and God's teaching say that we have to esteem others better than ourselves.
当我愿意接受别人比我强的时候，我就很容易跟人去合作。
When I'm willing to accept the fact that somebody else is indeed better than I, then it will be easier for me to cooperate with them.
当我觉得自己比他人强，而且我贪图那个虚无的荣耀的时候，我就没有可能跟其他的人合作。
But I feel I'm better than others, and I long for that empty conceit. There is no chance for me to work together with others.
我们到一个教会去，很快的我们就可以发现哪一个教会是彼此很多争执的一个教会。
When we go to different churches, very easily we could spot which churches are those full of all the disputes.
当我们看到弟兄姊妹们是那样子柔和谦卑的时候，我们就晓得这个教会是一个合一的教会。
But when we see brothers and sisters being gentle and humble, then we know this is a church in unity.
当一个教会，神祝福他，赐给他很多有学问的、有能力的一些儿女，他们在一起彼此不相下，彼此来贪图荣耀，不肯看别人比自己强，这种教会是个不能够合一的 一个教会。
When God blesses a church with so many people who are smart and talented, and they just long for that empty conceit, then we know this is a church that they could not humble themselves to work with one another.
在今天，在今天美国这个地方，谦卑这个功课是很难学的。
Today in the States, this lesson of humility is very hard to learn.
因为在这个世界上，在这个社会里头，所尊重的、所鼓励的是要自己比人强。
In this society, in this country, what is being highly esteemed, being encouraged is to show yourself better than others.
当你找工作的时候
，When you're looking for a job.
人家问你问题说你能不能做这个事啊
When they ask you, can you do this?
你相信他比你做得好吗
Do you believe that the other person could do better than you?
假如你谦卑点说我相信他会比我好
But if you being humble and say, yeah, I believe that person could do a better job than I
你说那个这个那个公司里的那个人事部的主任会用你还是用另外一个人
And then, what do you think? The very head of the Department of Human Resources would use you or another one?
你去找工作，他就问你，你觉得你可以胜任吗？
When you look for a job, when they ask you, do you think you're capable of doing this?
你会做也好，你不会做也好，就哦，这个事情啊，绝无问题，我一定可以做的让你满意。
Whether you can do it or not, of course, you will say, yes, I can do it, definitely to your 100% satisfaction.
所以谦卑在今天的社会里头不是一个美德。
Therefore, humility in today's society is not a virtue.
在今天的社会里的谦卑是一个软弱的标志。
Today's society, humility simply is a trademark of weakness.
可是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们假如我们看神比看人看得更高的话我们就要接受神的标准
But brothers and sisters, if you view God higher than man, then we simply have to accept his standard.
神是把谦卑看作是他儿女该有的一个品德
God views humility as something that God's children are supposed to have.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们我们在社会上也许出于不得已我们不能够太过于谦卑但是在神的家里面我们彼此相处的时候我们必须要有谦卑的美德
Brothers and sisters, in this society, out of necessity, maybe you cannot be that humble, but I really admonish that in the church.We have to have this virtue, this character of humility.
第七点也是最后的一点，弟兄姊妹，我们做神儿女的人，我们是信徒，我们就应该要有勤劳的美德。
Point seven is the last point. As God's children, we believers have to the virtue of diligence.
这个分三方面来看。
And we could view this in three perspectives.
第一点，我们要在读神的话的上头要勤劳。
First, in reference to God's word, we need to diligently study His word.
这一方面，我们千万不要偷懒。
On this point, you can never be lazy.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是越来越里面能够造就人。
Brothers and sisters, God's word will edify you more and more inwardly.
我读这本书已经读四十几年。
I've been studying the book for 40 years.
很多人，你们还没出生，我就读这本书。
Many of you, since you haven't been born yet, I have been studying this book.
到今天，我常常读到神的话，觉得居然有一些很重要的内容，几十年我都没看到。
But even at today, I read God's word, I often feel that there's so many important contents that I haven't read them yet.
我把读圣经比作是在海岸上找宝贵的那个蚌壳一样来看。
I would use a parable in reference to studying the Bible. It's just like a person on a seashore looking for a precious pearl.
Oh, see. 当我读神的话的时候，读到一些圣经那里面我从来没有看到的，我心里面那种喜乐，我觉得我那个时候是世界上最富有的人。
As I read God's word, studying its contents which I have never known before, I just feel I am the most joyful person in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读神的话要勤劳。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that study God's word diligently.
不要懒惰。
Do not be lazy.
不要说哎呀，读来读去也没什么，就好像收获，而且有好多地方我也不懂，所以就不读也罢。
Don't you ever say, well, after I have been reading this and that, I don't feel I've got much and there is not much in it, so you just stop.
彼得前书第二章那里告诉我们这几句话。彼得前书第二章第一跟第二两节。
First Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
我们都很熟的这些经文。
We know these verses well.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
所以，因为是接着上一章讲的话。
Therefore means it's a continuation of the preceding chapter.
那上面告诉我们，我们是怎么得救的。
Which tells us how we have been saved.
我们是从神的话语上得救的。
We have been saved through God's word.
然后你们今天既然得救了，你就要做这些事情。什么事？除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Since you have been saved, then you have to do the following. What is that? To lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
然后你要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word.
我们都知道灵奶在英文里的翻译出来就是讲到神的话。
The pure milk of the word.
我们爱慕神的话就好像一个婴孩爱慕母亲的奶一样。
As the babies desire mother's milk, we should desire God's word.
假如我们曾经只稍微仔细一点观察的话，我们就会发现一个婴孩怎么样子爱慕母亲的奶。
If we ever watch this closely, we would just understand how a baby would desire the mother's milk.
我们在这样子的追求之下，我们的灵命就能够因此而渐长。
In this kind of pursuit, our spiritual life will grow accordingly.
保证我们将来能够达到完全得救的这个地步。
And then we are guaranteed that we will reach the state of full, complete salvation.
对不对？我们信主的时候，只不过是我们救恩的开始。
When we first believe in the Lord, that's just the very beginning of the salvation.
然后我们慢慢地过成圣的生活。
And gradually we lead a sanctified life.
最终当我们与主面对面相见的时候，到这个时候，我们的救恩就完全的这个达成。
In the end, as we see our Lord face to face, then this salvation is fully accomplished.
因此上，神的话告诉我们，我们必须要吃奶。
As God's word teaches that we have to have this, desire this pure milk.
哎呀，我看到今天教会里头爱慕灵奶的人就不太多。
As I observe today, churches, I don't see too many people who desire the pure milk of the word.
真正爱慕灵奶的是一些年纪比较长的多年的基督徒。
Those who really desire the pure milk of the word are those elderly Christians who have believed in the Lord for quite a time.
中年的信徒都在忙其他的事情，不去爱慕 灵奶。
Middle-aged believers often love many other things and not desiring the pure milk of the word.
年轻的孩子今天就看一些那些这个其他人替他们准备的东西，哎，你就读这个就可以了。
And younger kids will just read other materials being prepared by others being given to them, saying you just read these.
弟兄姊妹，按照我的看法。你是老也好，中年也好，年轻也好，你应该每天要读神的话。
Brothers and sisters, in my viewpoint, whether you are elderly, middle age, or young, daily you just have to study God's word.
不要找一个人家写的一个东西，你得选择几句好听的，特别是讲有神的祝福在这里哦，每天就读，你做这个神就这么祝福，你做那个神就那么祝福，就像这些东西对你没有任何的好处。
Don't read those books that contain few verses, picked by others, especially verses saying, "Oh, do this and do that." You will be blessed by God. Don't read these.
为什么没好处？
Why is it these books have no benefit to you?
因为当神的应许你没有经历到的时候，你说、哦、神。神的话不可靠。
Because if you cannot have not experienced God's promises, then you say, "Oh, God's word is not trustworthy."
你读那些书的时候，他们都是在断章取义。
When you read those books, they are basically taken out of the context.
神在一处讲你们这样做，我就如此。他在许多其他的地方还有其他的条件。
When God says in one place doing this and I will do so, but in other places God has also played out all the conditions.
今天许多人抓住了约翰福音那个主耶稣基督的应许，你若是奉我的名祷告，我的父亲一定会应许给你所要的。
So many people held on to the promise in the Gospel book of John, saying that if you pray, then our Father will fulfill the word.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里都讲到祷告，还有许多其他的条件。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many other conditions to prayers in the Bible.
你不能够单单抓住一句经文就构成了一个理论。
You cannot just zero in on one part and saying this is a theory.
所以今天许多读经的人很不幸的。早些那些应许的东西一读着自己很麻醉，然后没有这样子的经历，就觉得神的话没有什么这个可靠的地方。
So many people who just grasped one thing of God and being so totally into it, even to the point of being numb, and once he doesn't have the experience and he says, "Oh, God is not trustworthy."
弟兄姊妹，读神的话语没有捷径。
Brothers and sisters, there is never shortcut to studying God's word.
不要下功夫。
You just have to be invested in it, put in the effort.
读神的话像婴孩爱慕灵奶一样的。
Do studying God's word as babies desire God, mother's milk.
我个人的经历就是我信主第二天我就买了三本圣经。
As to my personal experience, the very next day after I believed in the Lord, I bought 3 Bibles.
我每天从创世纪第一章第一节就不断地往下读。
Every day, starting from Genesis 1, I just read my Bible continually.
因为我很想很快地能够知道我的所信的这位神，这位天父，他到底是什么样子的一位神
？Because I really desire to know the God, the Father I believe in. What kind of God He is? I want to know it quickly.
哦，我一打开《创世纪》第一章一读，哎呀，这里也不懂，那里也不懂。
When I open my Bible and study Genesis 1, and I just don't understand here and there.
那感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
神让我这个发现了一个方法，就是不懂的，我就上面画个问号。
God allow me to have this way of studying Bible. Wherever I don't understand, I just put on the question mark.
我就再继续的往下看。
However, I go on reading it.
看到一句话，我懂了。 我心里就实在很满足。
And when I come to the verse, I truly understand it. I feel so gratified.
等到我一遍圣经读完了，我再回去读第二遍的时候，哎，我说这个问号不应该在那个地方，我就把它擦掉。
When I finish my whole Bible and I go back the second time to read it, when I come to the place where I put a question mark, I would say, it shouldn't be there anymore. I just erase it.
所以每读一遍，我就擦掉一些问号。
So every time I finish once the whole Bible, that in the process I would erase some question marks.
今天我的圣经里头还有问号。
Today in my Bible still have those question marks.
所以我还需要读啊。
So that means I still need to study it.
也许有一天，在建筑之前，所有的问号会去除。
Maybe one day before I see the Lord, all the question marks will be crossed out.
假如不能去除，我也不担心。
If not, I'm not worried about that either.
因为当我见到主的时候，他会替我去除。
Because when I see my Lord, He will remove all the question marks.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。不要怕难，我们必须要勤快的读圣经。
So, brothers and sisters, do not never think it is so hard. You just have to diligently study your Bible.
第二个方面就是我们在侍奉上要勤快。
The second perspective on this is we have to serve diligently.
这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
对不对？我信主了之后，我就应该要侍奉他。
After I believe in the Lord, I should serve Him.
我常用的一些经文是在这个路加福音。
The passage I often quote is in Luke.
路加福音第一章。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 1.
第七十四节。
Verse 74.
对不对？对我们大家。也是应该很熟的经文，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
I suppose we also know this verse very well, 74, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
终身侍奉他，坦然无惧的侍奉他，用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
To serve him all the days of our life in holiness and righteousness and boldly.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉是我在神面前的特权。
Brother and sister, serving is our prerogative before God.
不是一件苦事。
It's not a grind.
侍奉是我们长进的一条道路。
Serving is also the very pathway of our spiritual growing.
侍奉是我们喜乐的源头。
It is the very source of our joy.
侍奉是我们的能力的道路。
It is the very pathway of our power.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要勤于侍奉。
Therefore, brother, dear brothers and sisters, that serve diligently.
神要我们侍奉，不是因为神需要你跟我的工作。
God wants us to serve Him. It's not because He needs the works we've done for Him.
也是神知道我们必须要靠着侍奉来长进。
Because God knows that it has to be through our service.Through which we could grow spiritually.
我们必须要经过侍奉来经历神的信实。
It is through serving Him we could experience His faithfulness.
我们必须要经着侍奉来了解我们属灵的光景。
And also through servicing Him we can come to understand our spiritual condition.
像什么教会里头谁批评最多呀？
Brothers and sisters, who's the one who criticizes the most in the church?
不侍奉的人。
Those who do not serve.
他总是坐在那里，这个人也做得不好，那人也做得不好，只有他好。
They're always sitting there and saying this person doesn't do that right, other person doesn't do that right.
但是他不做。
Only he's right.
他不做。
But he doesn't do anything.
等到你侍奉，然后你才知道为什么人家会犯错。
Only when you serve, you will come to know why the people would make mistakes.
等到你侍奉，你才晓得原来你一点也不属灵。
Only when you serve, you will understand you are not spiritual at all.
对不对？那些不侍奉的人觉得自己很属灵。
Those who do not serve always feel they're very spiritual.
等到他一侍奉，他就晓得，哎呀，我怎么这么性子急呀？
Only when he starts serving, he realizes, why is I'm so quick-tempered?
为什么我不能跟人合作啊？
Why is that I cannot cooperate with others?
为什么我糊里糊涂的在做事啊？
Why is it that I just meddling around doing things?
到底神的旨意在什么地方？
Exactly where, what is God's will?
所以亲爱的弟兄，你不侍奉，你怎么能够发现这些呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you do not serve, how can you find out all these?
所以我们要晓得，不是神要我来侍奉他，乃是神知道我们必须要靠着侍奉来长进。
So let's all know this, that it's not that God needs us to serve him, but God knows that it is only through servicing him that we will all grow.
所以侍奉越多，侍奉越勤快的，长进愈快。
He who serves more and diligently is the very one who grows more quickly.
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易就看得出来，那个勤于侍奉的人是长进最快的。
Brothers and sisters, we could see this so quickly that he who is diligently serving is the very one who grows fast.
那个批评最多、住在那里不动手、不动脚的人，他的这个长进可以说是完全没有，而且在灵命一天天在退步。
He who criticizes the most and not doing, putting any effort, not moving any finger or feet, is the one who's spiritual.Growth is decaying and not growing at all.
第三点就是我们在帮助人的这件事情上要勤快。
On the third perspective is that we have to minister to others diligently.
我们看两处圣经。
Let's consider two passages.
第一处在加拉太书。
Galatians, that's the first one.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十三节
Verse 13.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Galatians 5:13, For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我要着重的是最后这一句。
What I want to emphasize is the very last part.
中文翻译成用爱心互相服侍。
In Chinese, it's through love minister to one another.
原文的意思是你们要互相做奴隶。
In its original, it means that you have to be slaves to one another.
Mutually be slaves.
Mutually be slaves.
你要做他的奴隶，他也要做你的奴隶。
You have to be his slave and he has to be yours.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道在新约的那个时候，奴隶是没有自由的。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that in the New Testament times, slaves have no liberty.
奴隶不能够选择的。
They had no, could not make any decisions.
因此上，神的话在告诉我们，我们彼此服侍是一个义务，是不能够选择的。
Therefore, as we minister to one another, it's a responsibility. You have no choice on this.
而且我们要像奴隶一样的来互相的服侍。
And mutually, we should be enslaved to one another.
我们再看一处，在希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章
6,
第十节到十二节。
Verses 10 to 12.
因为上帝并非不公义，应该是不公平，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒 如今还是伺候，你们所做的工就是从前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Verse 10 of chapter 6, for God is not unjust, that is, God is not unfair to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So what is their work? Their work is to minister to one another. 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
所以在伺候圣徒的这件事情上，弟兄姊妹们，你们个人都要显出这样子的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望。
As to the very matter of ministering to one another, each one has to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
所以我们要勤读经，勤侍奉，勤助人。
Therefore, diligently study the Bible, diligently serve, and diligently minister to one another.
最后，我们来读彼得前书第二章第九节。
Lastly, let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
神的话提醒我们，我们是一群什么样子的人。
God's word reminds us what kind of people we are.
为什么我们应该要具备上面我们所讲到的这一些的品德？
And why is it we have to possess all the characters we just mentioned?
第二章第九节讲了，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是说上帝的子民。你们的责任是要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, his own special people. And what is your responsibility? That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以弟兄姊妹，请我们千万不要忘记，我们是一群在神的眼中特别的人。
So, brothers and sisters, don't we ever forget that in the sight of God, we are very special people.
不管世人对我们怎么样看待。
Regardless how the world sees us.
在神的眼中，我们有这四种的身份。
But in God's sight, we possess these four senses.
而神在我们的身上有一个很大的托付。
And also God has a tremendous mission to all of us.
是叫我们做他的宣传人。
That we should be the one, the very proclaimers of God.
来宣扬他的美德。
To proclaim his excellencies.
所以我们活在这里，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是代表神向世人宣扬神的美德。
So brothers and sisters, as we live here, we represent God to proclaim to the world.
不只是口传，我们要用生活来见证我们的身份。
Not only proclaiming verbally, but also to testify of it through our daily living.
这个标准是很高的。
This standard is truly very high.
但是这个标准是可以达到的。
However, it is achievable.
因为是神在与你我同工。
Because God is working with you.
假如我们能够了解他是我们的救主。
If we could understand he is our savior.
他可以给我们力量。
He enables us with power.
他能够给我们智慧。
He gives us wisdom.
他能够给我们品德。
He grants us this character.
来成就神在你我身上的心意。
To fulfill the very will God has in you and me.
不要忘记你我是一个极端尊贵荣耀的身份。
Don't you ever forget we possess this position extremely glorious and noble.
我们是王子。
We are princes.
我们要活得 像王子公主一样。
Therefore, we should all live like princes, and we should like king's sons.
求神祝福我们。
May the God bless all of us.
我们一同祷告。
Shall we pray together?
主，谢谢你话语的激励。
Oh Lord, we thank you for the encouragement of your word.
也感谢主，你话语里面对我们有何等大的应许。
Oh, we also thank you for the great promises in your word.
因为你的心意是要我们能够在生活上荣耀你。
Because it is your will that we would glorify you in our living.
荣耀你的爱子。
To glorify your beloved son.
荣耀你爱子的福音。
And glorify the very gospel of your beloved son.
求主祝福这些软弱的子女们。
Oh Lord, may you bless your weak children.
靠着你的恩典，我们可以达成你的心意。
And by your grace, we will fulfill your will.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主的恩典。
We thank our Lord for His grace.